Welcome back to our Honor Flight of the Ozarks Radiothon from our Zimmer Studios in Springfield and KWTO. And we're very pleased to be joined by Jeff Jones. Jeff with the United States Marines. And Jeff, first of all, thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you.
Let's talk about a little bit about your service, your background, where you grew up, and how you ended up getting involved in the military.
Okay. So I grew up in Nixon, Missouri.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Hey, that's a sin. I'm an Ozark girl.
Oh, no. So I graduated in 98, decided to join the Marine Corps. I don't know what took me to the Marine Corps. I had a lot of people tell me I couldn't do it. Was a small guy in high school, not really athletic, and decided it was a challenge. It was very challenging when I got there, but I was in the Marine Corps from 98 to 2002. Probably the highlight of being in the Marine Corps was that I did 2 years in security duty in Georgia, and then went out to the Fleet Marine Corps in Camp Pendleton and did a Westpac deployment for 9 months around the time of September 11th. That's kind of a basic summary.
Well, you know, the whole world changed that day, didn't
Absolutely.
It? And you were, being active duty at that time, mm-hmm. you were right in the middle of it. Just kind of mm-hmm. take me through that time in our country and your experience.
Well, I'll tell you, prior to September 11th, one of the things that I remembered is most people didn't want Marines around.
Right.
around Marine military bases.
Sure.
Marines cause a little trouble, I'll be honest with you. but that day, everything changed. I had more people, praying for us, thanking us for our service. It really brought us together. I hate to think it was something of that nature that did that, but I really saw America come together that day.
Yeah. How did your military career change at that moment?
At that moment, it was really, as part of the Marine Corps, it's just going on with the job. That was what we were trained for. So I do remember I was on the rifle range that day. I was told that two planes had hit the Twin Towers. I thought they were just kidding with us. To be quite honest with you, I'd heard a lot of stuff like that on the rifle range before. Well, they'll shoot better if we motivate them or whatever.
Right.
Came off the...
didn't believe it at first.
I didn't believe yeah. it. It just was not in even a realm of possibilities for me to believe that that had happened. And came down from the rifle range, and the entire camp there at Horno is where I was stationed in Camp Pendleton, was covered in concertina wire and guards. And I said, oh, this is real. We were given, I think, 5 or 6 days leave to get all our stuff together. And then we deployed early for Afghanistan. But
yeah. And so how long were you over in Afghanistan?
Well, we were actually on a deployment that more or less, did miscellaneous duties throughout the area. So we, mm-hmm. A few of us went in country. I never had to go in country in Afghanistan. But we went to a lot of outside areas, whether it was peacekeeping missions or short-term missions through that area. Once we had gotten over there, the Army pretty much had most everything that the Marine Corps had secured back and on lockdown, so we didn't have to go in.
That was the beginning of the War on Terror.
It was.
And the War on Terror lasted a long time.
Absolutely.
Didn't it? And really, some would say that it still goes on today. The deployment in Afghanistan obviously lasted for many years, and, mm-hmm. and you guys probably had no idea that it was going to be like that at the time.
Absolutely not. I don't know what I thought it would be like, but I wouldn't imagine that it would stretch out more than 20 years.
Yeah. You talked about our country at that time, and the thing that I remember, and you alluded to it, was this swell of patriotism. Everywhere you went, people had United States flags out.
Yep.
And, I think a lot of us, we don't want it to take another event like that, but a lot of us would like to get back to that because it was a special time in our country where we really united against a common enemy.
Absolutely. It was definitely a different time. I had never seen anything, patriotism as high as it was then. So
I know Cass would like to ask you a few questions about the experience of the Honor Flight, but just kind of take me through it. You did yours around 3-4 years ago,
yep.
I understand. And we talked to everyone about the day, and a lot of the veterans who go on these are some who have been waiting their whole lives
mm-hmm.
to go. And a lot of these are people who may not have a lot of time left in their lives to be able to make this trip. Just talk about the day itself. It's obviously a long day. I've seen from the director of the Honor Flight of the Ozarks, all the places you go in one day, all the monuments you visit, just kind of take us through that day itself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an early morning and a late night. That's the one major thing. I actually got to go as a guardian, so I was with another veteran.
Good.
It was, you know, we got up early that morning. I probably got up around 2:30, 3 o'clock, got to the airport. We were out, I want to say 4:30 in the morning, landing in D.C., somewhere between probably 7:30 or 8:30, got on a bus right away. And, you know, it was just after that, monument after monument, got a quick box of lunch. So, gosh, I don't even know if I can go through all the monuments we visited. I know we went through the World War II, Naval, Marine Corps, Air Force, watched changing of the guard at Arlington. So it was a very full day. I don't think as an individual, if you went up there without the Honor Flight, you could do that much in one day.
And how did you first get involved with the Honor Flight?
I had a friend of mine who was with the Honor Flight, Dave Thader, called and he said, hey, would you be interested in doing this? And it wasn't just the Honor Flight itself, but a lot of the fundraising opportunities with the Honor Flight. Every time mm-hmm. there's one that comes up, he invites me along. So he introduced me to the Honor Flight and eventually asked me to go on one. And that's kind of how I got started. So.
And what would you say is the most memorable part of the Honor Flight for you?
The most memorable part I remember is when we were at the Air Force Memorial. There was a gentleman who I believe was a World War II veteran, possibly a Korean veteran, but I didn't see him the whole trip. I had no idea who this was, and all I heard was, hey, he wants to get his picture taken at this memorial. He was in a wheelchair, and two people took him up to the memorial, and all I remember is he was standing up. It took everything he had to stand up and render a salute. And they got his picture. So in that 45 seconds to a minute, I could see the amount of struggle he had to stand there at attention with a salute. But at the same time, he was so proud to be able to do that. And I still get goosebumps talking about it. It's just, you can't describe it in words. It's amazing.
And I'm sure on the flight back home, there's a lot. I mean, everyone's worn out, but there's still a lot of excitement because everyone wants to talk about the day they just experienced, right?
Absolutely. It brings back a lot of memories, a lot of feelings, a lot of camaraderie that that these military guys had when they were in the military. And it's a resurgence of feelings and memories and emotions. Mm-hmm. And to share it together again is amazing.
And I'm sure to pull something like that off, to do that much in one day with that many people, it takes a heck of a lot of resources. So why would you suggest that people get involved in this, donate, or go themselves as a guardian?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I would say. If you can, go as a guardian, witness it yourself, sponsor a vet, try to get them there so you can see what they feel. There's nothing else that'll describe it. But if you can't, there's also several fundraising opportunities to help support that. This might be the last time they get to go. This might be the last memories that they get as a military veteran. And to give that to them is truly a blessing.
Yeah. And how have you seen the Honor Flight change some of these veterans?
You know, it's indescribable. I mean, they come back, you know, just excited about the opportunity to relive those memories, excited about the experiences they get to share again, to see their faces, yeah. to see the tears, to see the tears of joy, the smiles when they see their family again and the greeting and the return. It's
describe the welcome home. Some of these veterans did not get a welcome home their first time around. So seeing that crowd at the airport late at night when they come home this time, describe that experience.
Yeah, I wasn't even told about that experience when I went on. I knew nothing about it. When I came back, it was another situation where you almost had the goosebumps, the tears, because they didn't have that welcome home. And to see the community, Springfield, coming out to support these veterans in that way is amazing. It's you know, it's an experience unlike any other.
Yeah. And for some who maybe never got the closure, do you think it kind of brings their experience as a veteran, as a military person, in to kind of full swing and provides a little bit closure for them?
It absolutely does. And if you have a second, one more example, the veteran yeah. I was with, you know, a very nice guy. We didn't talk a whole lot. He was very quiet. We got to the first memorial and he just really didn't look excited. Got to the second memorial, didn't really look excited. We got to the Vietnam Wall. He was a Vietnam veteran and he rushed right to the page he needed to find the pilot in the helicopter that had flown him in Vietnam. He was convinced that this guy had crash landed and saved his life, and he wanted to make sure he was on that wall. And again, I'm choking up, but that was the closure he needed. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah, that meant the world to him, didn't mm-hmm. it? One of the things, too, that I don't know that our listeners understand, but I think they're learning during our radiothon, is that the veterans, they don't pay a dime for this trip, right? This is all on Honor Flight. And I know that as a guardian, you pay your own way, but the veterans, they don't pay, right?
Yes, that gives them opportunity to go, and the guardians do pay, so that helps sponsor that veteran to get over there. So
yeah. And we want to continue to raise money so you continue to send more veterans and continue to have more Honor Flights.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of resources that go into putting these together. I had lunch with Dave Thader, and it's a labor of love, isn't it?
Absolutely, and Dave loves it.
He does. I can tell that he does. And I want to thank you again for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a guardian and for being able to have that experience and to be there for another person and to share with them their special day as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.